Chapter 9, Methods of Healing. There are five ways by which healings are obtained through the Word. It will be interesting to notice them. In a previous chapter, I have called your attention to the fact that the early church used healing as a means of advertising the gospel, as well as blessing the people. John 14:13-14 can be used in this connection. And whatsoever ye shall ask, or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If a pain comes, you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave my body. The pain must go. You are the master of your own body. You rule it. You have a right to freedom from pain or sickness. In that name you command it to leave. You are not demanding it of the Father, because the Father has given you authority over these demoniacal forces. You can use the name to break the power of the adversary over the unsaved and make it easy for them to accept Christ. In that name, they that believe shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Every believer should understand this clearly, that he has a right to perfect deliverance from the hand of his enemy in that name. The second method is found in Mark 16:18. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The believer has the nature of God in him. He has the life of God in him. The Spirit dwells in him. It is that power within him that goes out through his hands in the name of Jesus and heals the sick. Sometimes it is accompanied by manifestations. The person feels the life of God go pouring through his body. Other times there is no manifestation. It makes no difference whether or not there is any sense witness. They that believe shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The same power that is in him can be exercised in the name of Jesus for a sick one in a distant place. The moment he prays in that name, God's healing power reaches out to that one, and he is healed. A third method is for the carnal believer, that is, the believer who is governed by the senses and not by the Word. 1 Corinthians 3:1-3 calls him a babe in Christ. James 5:14 says, "Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save him that is sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him." This scripture is not for full-grown believers, but for those who have never developed their spiritual life so as to take their places in Christ. It is for those who must depend on others to pray for them. A fourth method of healing is found in John 16:23-24, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye shall ask anything of the Father, he will give it you in my name. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be made full." Every believer has a right to ask the Father for healing or any other blessing, and if he asks in the name of Jesus, he has the absolute guarantee that the Father will hear and answer his petition. A fifth method of healing is found in Matthew 18:18-20. "If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Where two are united and are demanding in Jesus' name the healing of loved ones, prayer is bound to be answered. God watches over his word to make it good. There's another method of healing which I believe to be the best. Isaiah 53:3-5. "Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. He was smitten with our diseases. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Here is the absolute statement of fact that by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Matthew 8:16-17, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases." These scriptures prove that healing is ours. We simply know that by his stripes we are healed. We thank the Father for our perfect deliverance. It is not necessary that we pray or ask the Father to heal us. We know that he said, "By his stripes ye were healed." The afflictions in our body were laid upon Jesus. He bore them. We do not need to bear them. All we need to do is to recognize and accept that fact. We refuse to allow disease in our bodies. We are healed. Every believer should thoroughly understand that his healing was consummated in Christ.